Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good morning to Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation and empowerment for you. Welcome, and I'm Marvin Rohn, your host. Today with our daily practice, we want to start with the Empowerment Pledge. And that pledge is simply, I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. I will, with support and assistance, develop the tools necessary for me to become a better person. I will welcome growth within myself by acknowledging that I am becoming better every day. Just one day at a time. And if you would just take one day at a time to evaluate yourself, to assess where you are, to establish a goal, to be able to work on, change, grow, and develop yourself, then you're in the process. So, that being said, each day that we practice, we must begin to observe ourselves. We must begin to observe our reality. We must begin to look at ourselves, to dissect, not in a negative way, not in an emotional way, but in a way that we begin to look at ourselves and the patterns that we've developed in terms of thinking, things that we think about, things that make us do what we do, the programming that we have, the subtle programmings of culture, family, and society that dictate our actions on a daily basis. So what we want to begin to do is develop that process of really looking at ourselves and then learning how to relax and become stress-free, to become more loving, to express gratitude, and to live peaceful, positive, and productive lives as human beings. And I believe that's possible. So today, our first activity is to begin with gratitude. And within this process, every day, start your day with gratitude. Start your day with thoughts of gratitude for the things that you do have, for your life, for your health. And center this gratitude around you first. And what I mean when I say you in this concept is the individual that is within your physical body, the observer that looks out into the reality. And so the second step is to allow that you to become your physical body as well, because without your body, you would not be able to function physically in this world. And so we're grateful for our physical health. I'm grateful for my heart. I'm grateful for my sight. I'm grateful for my hearing. I'm grateful for my lungs. I'm grateful for the ability to stand with balance. And you have to be thankful for those things, because a lot of the times what we do is take those characteristics and those qualities for granted. And we must not take those things for granted. We have to be able to make sure that we're always acknowledging and being thankful for, one, our life, and two, our health. So if you can begin to just do that simple practice of starting with gratitude for your life and the ability to move about and being thankful for the aspects of your life that come natural to you, then you begin the process of love, joy, peace, and healing. And so now the next step is to humble yourself. And so what I would like for you to do is practice humility right now. For one moment in your life, just be humble. Just allow yourself to be free. No thoughts, no worries, no cares. Just relax right now. Take a deep breath in. Just take it in. Blow it out slowly. There's no worries. There are no cares. There are no frustrations. It is just you. And if you would close your eyes for a moment and begin to just prepare yourself for a simple relaxation technique through gratitude and through humility and humbling yourself. Let's begin. Let's begin this exercise of forgiveness. And what we want to do with this exercise is to forgive. Forgive and let go. Forgive yourself for any negativity that you've had in your life, any bad choice, any negative decisions, any words, actions, activities, thoughts that were not positive and the best reflection of who you are and who you can be. Forgive yourself right now. Just let it go. And now I want you to look out and begin to forgive others. And as you go to the pattern of your life and through the past, forgive individuals who have hurt you, who have disappointed you, who disrespected you, who mistreated you. Release that right now from your consciousness, from your body, and from your life. And if we can begin to practice forgiveness every day along with gratitude and humility, then we begin to change our perceptions of life, and that we don't carry things forward anymore, and that we live very much in the present. And what you want to do every day is begin your day releasing the past, becoming grateful, humbling yourself, and forgiving and letting go. And if you can begin to do these simple steps, your life will begin to change today and every day. And the practice is just one day at a time. That's all. It is just one day at a time, one moment at a time. And so as we piece our lives together, one day at a time, one moment at a time, things begin to change. And this process is all about change. It's all about working on you. It's not about anything else or anyone else. It's just about you and working on yourself and making your life better and being able to see the world from a different perspective, being able to change your life one day at a time. And that's it, just one day at a time. So what you want to do now is you want to begin to develop in this process the I am statement for today. And your I am statement for today, you can choose one, but mine will be I am. And I will reflect on this thought, not from a physical standpoint, but from a standpoint more deeper of the person who is now looking out into your reality, I am. And if you can understand the importance of I am, because I am allows you to function. It allows your body systems to function. And so I am today. I am present. I am here. I am in the moment. I'm not projecting out into the future. I'm not going into my memories and thinking about the past, but I am present. And you want to be present in the greatest part of your day. Not an illusion. Not in fantasy, but in your day, your birth, being present within your body, understanding how that works, but also knowing that you are someone special. So as you say to yourself, I am, then add in, I am special, or I am unique, or I am a gift. And these dominant thoughts that you continue to think throughout your day today will be the ones that will continue to liberate you as we build a new mindset and new way of thinking. And so this has been your Empowerment 365 daily practice of working on yourself. Join us again tomorrow for another relaxing, most positive, and invigorating start to your day. You can also listen on demand on our site. So visit our website. It's www.theempowerment.weebly.com. Go out there. There's a lot of different things that you can do to practice developing yourself in your mind. And also know that every day you can become better one day at a time. So I thank you for listening today. Become the best person that you can be. It is up to you to change your life. So with that being said, have a wonderful day. think positive, and become the great person that you can be today and every day. Peace.
Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be bright.